This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2193. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition recorded June 2nd, Alaska, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Egypt, Finland, France, Germany, Guam, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Japan, Korea South, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Peru, Scotland, Singapore, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, one of the transmitters of KNLS Alaska found way off frequency. In British Columbia, Harold Sellers notes the English broadcast at 14 UT, May 22nd, off 9580. It was measured by Wolfgang Büschel the next day, May 23rd, on 9579.904, and the same measurement on the 25th. It seems that LRA 36 Antarctica has not been broadcasting its full schedule. Manuel Mendez in Spain says there have been problems being off the air for a while, probably due to bad weather at Base Esperanza. So on Saturday, May 27th, he says it was on the air only between 2022 and 2038 UT. I'm checking, of course, via Argentine remotes and did not hear it, nor on the following Wednesday, May 31st, circa 2010 UT. But Manuel Mendez says on that date, was on the air only between 1936 and 1954. Further, somewhat confusing is a contact that he got from the station directly, saying that their schedule now is from 15 to 18 hours. That must mean Argentine local time, equivalent to 18 to 21 UT. It had been starting at 2000 or 21 UT. Oh, the frequency, of course, is 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. Further reports from Adan Moore in Paraguay about the unofficial Brazilian Radio Casa we told you about last week. He heard a full ID at 11:45 UT on Sunday, May 28th, on 8,000 kHz, with a Paulista accent, and they even announced the frequency as AM 8,000. Also, the phone number announced corresponds to Campinas in São Paulo State, which would encompass the supposed transmitter location of Amparo. And Adan Moore in Paraguay reports another Brazilian pirate, this one on 15625 from Bahia. Heard on May 30th with low modulation, but a good signal after 13 UT, with typical sentimental Brazilian music, often overspoken by the announcer. The phone number was offered, but it was difficult to catch all of the digits. The signal was hit several times by Brazil's OTH radar, he says, and the accent is from Bahia. 2 hours later, after 15 UT, modulation was much improved, with a formal ID at 1515 as Mundial, 15625 kHz. Playing sentimental music, some in English and some in Portuguese, very professional announcer with a blend of Baiano and Carioca accents. I tried, but hardly anything was propagating from abroad here on 15 MHz. From the new utility column in Medium Wave News, edited by Jorge Garzón in Spain, the following Canadian non-directional beacons on long wave are to be decommissioned at 0901 UT June 15th. This comes from an information sheet out of NAV Canada. The order of these appears to be from west to east. I'll give the call letters, the frequency, and the location. JB-236 Whitehorse, ZXY-353 Whitehorse, ZT-242 Port Hardy, UNT-312 Penticton, ON-356 Penticton, YJ-200 Victoria, YPW-382 Powell River, PA-347 Prince Albert, QD-284 The Pas, ZHT-236 Winnipeg, as are the next two, ZWW-215 and ZWN-201. Although Trenton Military, Ontario, Canada, was confirmed active again as of last week on 15.034 USB, their daytime frequency. Richard Langley noted that on May 26th, as he was listening to them in the Florida Keys at 21.30, with many no report received for both Canadian and overseas sites, but there were complete forecasts for several sites, they were announcing the time incorrectly. They said 17.30 Zulu, but it was actually 21.30 UT, and 17.30 would be the Eastern Daylight Time. I heard the same four-hour error when I checked May 29th at 18.20. I certainly hope Canadian forces achieve a bit more accuracy in matters of life and death. Alan Moore in Paraguay also monitors the Chilean pirate on 6925 Radio Compañía Worldwide. On May 28th, he says, from early this morning there is motorboat jamming on 6925, something entirely new, never present before. Perhaps someone disliked Radio Compañía's roundtable discussion on the 1973 coup d'etat. Now reports of a Colombian pirate, Organización Radial El Bravo. On May 27th at 0631, I had a carrier on a split frequency, surely from there, 6016.704. Ron Howard was listening at the same time, put it on 6016.68. At 0550 UT, May 27th, a Saturday, with LA Songs and frequent brief announcer, but they went to open carrier at 0632 and off at 634. Which is when I was tuning in after they'd stopped modulating. This time there was no choral national anthem before going off the air, he says. It seems to favor weekend broadcasting. And it's also reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain on 6016.7, May 27th at 0509 to 534. The time check as 1211 at 0511 UT. Also heard on May 28th. At 0205 to 217 with LA Songs, and at 0403 to 420 with more songs, a strong carrier, but very weak audio, and it cut off abruptly at 0420. In the British DX Club, Vince G0ORC, Shirley, says Radio Cairo on 9440 seems to have fixed its modulation issues. I can't remember when I could actually hear the program content before, but it is now pretty much 100% readable, despite what appears to be a 50 hertz hum on the transmission. That's a 21.25 UT, May 28th. However, the next day, May 29th, Arthur Posner near New York says, that's incredible. I'm listening to their Portuguese broadcast on 9900 at 2310 UT, and it has no hum and no audio modulation at all. However, on May 29th, I was also hearing a carrier on 9900, at 23.13, but that developed into Chinese, so it was a jammer against Radio Taiwan International, and it went off at 2400 sharp. Manuel Mendez reports that after a spring break in May, Scandinavian Weekend Radio Finland will be on the air June 3rd, actually starting UT Friday, June 2nd at 21, as they always do when it's local midnight there, for the following 24 hours. This time, an hour-by-hour frequency schedule shows only 6170 and 11690, not the other two they had been alternating. France via Germany, Atlantic 2000 says they're celebrating their 41st anniversary on shortwave. It was on the 6th of June, 1982. But their anniversary broadcast will be on Saturday, the 10th of June, via Channel 292 Germany on 6070 and 9670. At 08 to 09 UT, and also online. Sufficiently detailed reception reports of at least 15 minutes will qualify for a special QSL. All the details at their website, radioatlantic200.free.fr. More about the two shortwave stations on Guam, which was hit by Typhoon Mawar on May 24th. As of May 26th at 15:40 via remote in Korea, I still found only one frequency on the air. There might have been three from KSDA, 15680. And KTWR was totally missing from all its scheduled frequencies. Joe Jacob in India has been monitoring these carefully and provides their nominal schedules at his QSL.net site, /VU2JOS. He was making frequent updates concerning KSDA as frequencies would come and go. I heard 15440 UT Sunday, May 28th, after 22 with AWR wave scan as scheduled on KSDA. And it was also heard earlier Sunday at 1542 on 15670. Two of three transmitters were running as of May 28th, but on May 31st, all KSDA frequencies were missing. And Joe's forwards a message from AWR about Guam, dated May 28th. All during the A23 season, some towers of KSDA are on maintenance, two antennas down. Through the cyclone, other two antennas were damaged. We could broadcast only with one antenna, but we hoped by the next weekend to be on the air and run their schedule as regular as it was before. Ben Dawson reports as of May 30th about KSDA. There was some damage to two of the AWR curtains, but they anticipated having them repaired and back in service. The related 630 medium wave KICH at the same site, using one of my temporary antenna clusions, is on the air with no problems, except when they're working on the adjacent curtain, as the temporary antenna uses one of the curtain towers for support. Now about the other Guam station, KTWR, which had been totally missing. John, the VORW, found news from them on their FB page. Damage to facilities, our shortwave station on the island, was worse than originally believed. We're in the midst of a difficult situation. Challenging days lie ahead. Station director and two key members were able to reach the station the morning of May 25th. Still too windy for a close inspection. It was apparent that all five of our antennas sustained damage. Antenna number one is a total loss. Families of TWR personnel all accounted for and doing okay, but most have no power or water. The southern section of Guam, including KTWR, was in line for a direct hit. We watched in wonder as our father pushed the storm northward at the last minute. We sustained a glancing blow instead of a direct hit. But even that, from a Category 4 storm, is a serious matter. If it's not a typhoon, it's an earthquake, Ron Howard reports as of May 30th at RRI Nabire, Indonesia, 7289.93, after a moderate quake there greatly extended its programming. Ron tuned in at 0820 and tuned out at 1040 as it was still going, the longest I've ever heard them, he says, staying on the air. On May 28th, they cut off at 0916. There was an Islamic segment, followed by calls to prayer. But by June 1st, it was back to the usual format of easy-listening songs and announcers. Tune in at 0812 and cut off at 0851, just as the Islamic Shalawat Tarim prayer had started. Filed under International Vacuum, a sign in space, an artistic simulation of an alien broadcast. Andrea Lavendel brought this to our attention. It was a project by video artist Daniela De Palis, which occurred on May 24th, a trace gas orbiter transmission. However, following up on this, at least to mid-June, are some online discussions of it. More details at www.seti.org. They are Zoom-based discussions open to the public. Lorenzo Minardi in Italy reports hearing something strange on 11945, May 29th after 17 UT. No talking, only reggae songs. Nothing listed. Could it be a pirate? Andrea Lavendo, also in Italy, says it sounds like one of those tests that Encompass carries out. But Wolfgang Büscher replies, it was off frequency, 11945.102. However, it was fluctuating from 0.085 to 0.118. Typically, the TDF Issoudun France faulty frequency transmitter in use. And when he heard it, there was first music by Frank Sinatra, and at 1721, a French chanson from the year 1947, C'est si bon. That's because NHK is registered as a relay via France at that time for East Africa. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2193. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Richard Terry Colgan, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Those not necessarily in U.S. funds, unlike money order or checks on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. On Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Hart reminds us of the South Korean station HLL2 in Seoul, which has English offshore waters marine forecasts for various Asian locations. He says he hears it daily with a good reception. It's very readable. Stronger in upper than lower sideband on 5857.5, such as May 28th at 10:47. Ron Hart also reports about Malaysia on 11665 YFM, WAI. On Sunday, May 28th from 11:12 to 11:30 UT, he heard a Christian religious service, Catholic. He has a song while singing Hallelujah and other religious songs, with a preacher and congregation responding. He says, I'd always thought of Malaysia as completely strong regarding Islam. But actually in Sarawak, Christianity is the major religion. So it makes sense that they would have a Sunday Christian service via YFM. The sporadic EFMDX season is finally underway. On May 30th, around 23:25 UT, after hearing many stations from Florida, I heard two from Mexico City. On 92.1 Radio Disney, with frequent IDs between commercials, and on 92.9 La Que Buena, which is XEQ-FM. It's about 1,900 kilometers away. Radio New Zealand Pacific has been having trouble with their automation system. Ricky Long in Calgary says on May 29th, they stayed on 11725 after 08 UT, despite the scheduled frequency change and announcement to 7425, which did not come until 20 or 25 minutes later. Adrian Sainsbury was alerted about this, and he said he had to reboot a computer that controls all this stuff. Rodney Johnson in Minnesota says RNZ abruptly switched to 15720 at 12 UT. I guess this was May 30th. They had been on 7425. It doesn't make sense to go to the 15 megahertz band in the middle of a winter night. As Stephen Luce points out, the Russian ethnic pirate from southwestern U.S. on 7400, Radio Vostochnaya Zvezda, had been missing for a while. Lucas Bandura in BC updates us about it being off the air. The operator has built another transmitter for 7400, first running it into a dummy load to test it to make sure it works properly. He was originally going to use 4 megahertz, but Lucas told him it would be pointless due to poor range. He also considered 13.95 megahertz for broadcasting to Japan, but does not have a transmitter for that frequency now. And he changed the station name to Kawaii FM, that is K-A-W-A-I-I. And the new format will be Japanese music. And Lucas was hearing that again on 7400 AM, May 30th at 0150, actually 7399.81. Very weak S5 into the KFS omnidirectional Kibi SDR. Weak music. He said he was on the air at 22 UT, but that was too early to hear any signal via the remotes. And he was running only 5 watts due to a blown amplifier. While someone in BC says he could see that exact frequency on his waterfall, but way too weak for any audio. Local sunset at Masset not until 0506 UT. On the other hand, the Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH, also in the southwestern U.S., continues to be heard just about every night on 7475 by Walt Samaniv, Lucas Bandura, Rick Barton in Arizona, and Eric Fetterswap in Washington State. However, on May 30th, he was on the air much later than usual. Finally signed off at 052135, says Walt Samaniv. It may have been a Memorial Day special. We in Oklahoma are relieved to note that Republican lawmakers overrode Governor Stitt's veto, so extending OETA's contract. This was reported in many media in Oklahoma. So the contract for state support has been extended to continue OETA at least until 2026. It was a bipartisan effort in both chambers, the Oklahoma House and Senate, overriding the governor's veto for the Oklahoma Educational Television Authority. Nice to hear again from Antonio Ribeiro da Mota in Brazil, this time about Radio Senda Cristiana, the new Peruvian station, on 4820. He was hearing it May 30th at 0830 UT with this ID in Spanish and Quechua.
Radio Senda Cristiana, transmite en los 4,600 onda corta.
Está escuchando
Radio Tenda Cristiana. Radio Senda Cristiana, 4820 kHz onda corta. Caiguaira Guasimanta Pacha, con el cliente de Jesucristo, al final hay un musicista, niña y soltaina y puta vinampa.
Antonio also asks Senda Cristiana about their transmitter location. The reply, in translation, "For security reasons, we cannot give the info about our equipment, but understand that we work from Cotahuasi to transmit our signal." Via Mike Maricliffe, we have news from Tony Curry of Radio 6 International in Scotland that they're celebrating their 60th anniversary with a 24-hour broadcast on Tuesday, June 6th. It'll be on 9670 via Germany, with original programs from all current station presenters. Also in New Zealand on 88.2 and 107.6 FM, and between 19 and 21 UT on 1323 from Nexus IBA in Italy, and a special QSL card available for reports to letters at radiosix.com. Mr. Posner says there's a thread on FB of WRTH about the BBC Kranji Singapore relay transmission site closing down within a few days. This seems to have started with someone at the BBC Oman relay, Mazin al-Jafari. Kai Ludwig replies, "I would treat it as a so far unconfirmed but not implausible rumor. The facility can hardly be economical to operate anymore." Stephen Luce says the thread claims it would be closing in July. That concerns listeners in Asia, of course, but Johannan says BBC needs to think about its importance in Africa. Rob in Glasgow agrees, "Unfortunately, BBC World Service puts too much emphasis on their FM rebroadcasts, which are mostly in urban centers." Meanwhile, domestically, BBC Radio 4 has begun an information campaign to transition listeners from longwave 198 kHz. In the British DX Club, Martin Peters recorded one of their announcements.
And that completes the shipping forecast here on BBC Radio 4 Longwave. Broadcasts on longwave frequencies by the BBC, including the shipping forecast produced by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, will end in March 2024. However, the shipping forecast will continue, as it always has done, to be broadcast on other channels, including by His Majesty's Coast Guard and on BBC Radio 4 FM.
Morse code IDs are embedded in Kodar Schwershing transmissions. I've been hearing one about 13.5 megahertz at 0602 UT May 31st, recorded as follows. It's WRPW 865 times 3. These usually fire at exactly 2, 22, and 42 minutes past each hour. Researching that call sign at FCC, we find there are actually 6 locations. 2 in Sonoma County and 4 in Marin County, just north of San Francisco on the California coast. They are licensed to the University of California at Davis. Sad news from local Bill Tilford. Radio Angeles ceased broadcasting May 31st. That's the WBCQ service on 5130. Its press release says it began broadcasting a little over a year ago, a bold experiment in quality programming. It was known from day one that its long-term success would depend upon attracting an adequate amount of both listener contributions and program buyers outside of regular core hours. Critically and artistically, Radio Angela was a great success. And many thanks to all who gave us support. Financially, however, this has not proven to be viable. Airtime buyers did not come, and neither did enough donors. Bill's individual flagship programs from the Isle of Music and Uncle Bill's Melting Pot were also on WBCQ 7490, but he says those are also going on hiatus for at least a month, possibly longer. he says, while I reassess what I'm doing in shortwave and whether and how. Of course, the broadcast of World of Radio was added to Radio Angela, UT Saturdays at 0400, and that is coming to an end, unless some other time could be found. Greg Harrison refers us to news from CBSNews.com about the passing of Bob Bittner. He was the owner of WJIB 740 in Cambridge, Mass., a station that does not play any commercials and relies on non-deductible donations. Kevin Redding at ABDX says, Bob Bittner ran a great radio station, and the music was awesome. He was a believer in AM stereo. A lot of us will miss him. And there's much more discussion about him. He appeared at some DX conventions in the IRCA IO group. Much more monitoring of Radio Vanuatu from Ron Howard in California. The Harmonic 11835 on May 27th came on the air at 0759 with a Saturday night program, Customs and Culture. On May 28th, it was nice to find them with a formal sign-off format with ID frequencies and national anthem on 11835 at 1102 UT. Fair reception. On May 29th, they heard a new promo for Radio Vanuatu with some of the station history. Established in 1966. At 0900, he was also hearing their other harmonics on 7890, very poor, and 15780, best ever reception, better than 7890. Off the air, May 30th and 31st, 7260 had been the Vanuatu frequency until changing to 3945 in harmonics just before 0800. And it was back on the air, at least in open carrier, as of June 1st. Also heard by Manuel Menez in Spain. However, Lucio Otavio Bobrovic and Ron Howard say that frequency stayed on past its former closing time, and still on 7260 at 0845. Dan Goldfarb of Medium Wave Mass has some comments about Vietnam. WRTH shows a new 400-kilowatt transmitter at Vuoc Dinh on 1071 kilohertz in the east coast of the country, POV-5. The Chinese have been sending their huge navy all over the South China Sea. The Spratly Islands have no less than four nations claiming bits of it. Vietnam has control over the main island, Spratly. Therefore, VOV-5 is sending out the signal at 135 degrees to persuade Chinese sailors not to overstep their activities. The idea is to serve Vietnamese civilians in those far-flung islands. Fascinating stuff, hopefully, to explain an unusual use of a transmitter. Christoph Rotzer of ADX in Austria via RustyX reports on a brand new professional receiver under the Rode Schwarz brand. The standard version costs 56 kilo euro or 62 kilo dollars with options around 133 kilo euro or 146 kilo dollars. It delivers excellent devices, but every good SDR offers more value for us listeners than these professional devices, he says. I use a RNS EK890, a very good radio, but you also do not hear one station more than with a good software-defined receiver. The technology in 2023 is so good that an increase is perhaps possible with better software, maybe. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Active conditions likely on June 2nd and 4th with ANK indices of 15 and 4. Storm levels of 22 and 5 on June 18th. But only 5 and 2 from June 7th to 17th. Solar flux steady at 130 from June 2nd to 11th, and rising to a peak of 155 on the 18th to 20th. With thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2193 with a standard disclaimer.